Good day and welcome to another episode here of the MedicCast. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic, and I'm really happy to be here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio at EMS World Expo 2017. I'm here with my good friend Ray Kemp, and we're going to talk about some things that are hot topics in pretty much everywhere right now, talking about the opioid addiction. And Ray has put together a resource that I think is going to be game-changing for how we approach and educate our providers and each other about opioid addiction and the patients that we have to deal with every day. So before we get started with that, Ray, why don't you introduce yourself? You've been on the show before, but kind of tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Ray Kemp, obviously my name there. I'm the CEO for Triple Zilch Productions. We're out of St. Louis, Missouri. We exclusively only film police, fire, EMS productions. The bulk of our productions are all on EMS One or Fire Rescue One and what have you, but we also work with other clients as well for those productions.
Excellent. And one of the things that you did recently was you were inspired by, I think, your cousin to put together some kind of a resource, a video resource, mm-hmm. a documentary about people who live a life with addiction.
Yeah, it's actually, he inspired me to proceed with the project. I had witnessed the stigma of addiction firsthand when we were writing and filming with the medics, but I didn't learn about the stigma of the addiction until my own daughter, who was a heroin addict, and I had watched her go through 3 days of withdrawals. And as at that point there, I realized that there was something more to this than what I thought there was, and I have to admit that prior to that, I probably had a stigma too. I had a little bit of a callous outlook towards the addiction, towards the disease, and it was based on my own ignorance, lack of education. So fast forward a little bit, and I saw this more and more, and particularly when the Narcan issue came out, when they started distributing Narcan more freely, clearly the stigma rose to the top, and we were seeing it in Facebook posts and what have you. And so I thought we should maybe do something about that to better educate first responders, and non-first responders, people who are in maybe key decision-making roles such as aldermen or places like that. Exactly. Yeah, where they might approve programs, but they may have, because of their stigma, they feel they don't want to release the money because they might be enabling or something like that. So, and then that's when my cousin came into play. He a state probation and parole officer, but he's also a substance abuse disorder counselor for the state of Missouri, so he had extensive background. I kind of threw the idea over to him, and he really encouraged me. He loved the idea, and he kind of gave me the excitement to proceed with this project.
So it's called Not My Addiction.
Yeah.
And in it, you interview four addicts about, and some of them with years of recovery.
That's
under
correct.
Their
yeah.
belts. One of them with just a few months of recovery.
Right.
But all of them very frankly discussing what it's like to be addicted to opioids, whether it's heroin, whether it's pills. And that was the thing that was most, that leapt out at me when I got the chance to see the video, was hearing them describe in ways I had never heard before the feelings, the emotions, the physical craving, and the sickness.
Right.
That goes along with having addiction. They're not getting high anymore.
No,
they're
no,
just trying to maintain.
That's correct, and it clearly comes out in the production, and we designed it that way. I did not want to use SMEs or substance abuse disorder counselors and things like that, because I don't feel first responders would gravitate, understand that, because it is somebody preaching to you, this is what happens. I thought it would be better to help use the actual recovering addicts to hear their own words and hopefully develop empathy towards them from the viewer. And so that's how we filmed it and we structured it that way. So they each tell their story, but the stories are overlapping. So it's a continuum of the beginning to where they went from here, the pain. Two of them had overdosed and they had to use Narcan on them. They go into extensive details about that. So what this really does is it gives the viewer, it educates the viewer at this point here. You're hearing their words and now you start to understand, oh, that's why that happens. Now I understand what they're feeling when they say this. And you know, when they come out of when they're revived by Narcan, I understand now why they do this, this, and this. So it takes that stigma away. It really, but having that knowledge now, that education, hearing their words, really helps to eliminate that stigma.
I absolutely think so. And it's interesting because you actually open it up with an opioid EMS call.
Yeah.
Where they've revived somebody and the providers in the back are having what, when I heard it, sounded like a very normal conversation between a paramedic or an EMT and somebody that's an addict, that they're having this conversation that, hey, I just brought you back.
Yeah, and we picked that one purposely because we felt it was a very typical overdose conversation in the back of an ambulance.
It's an actual call.
It's an actual call, yeah, because we film and ride with Christian Hospital quite a bit up there in North St. Louis County, and it's one of the dozens I filmed over the years. This one I actually shot back in June. So when we watched it, I said, this is perfect because this is pretty common across the board. The crew's really not doing anything wrong at all. They really felt that telling the patient that he almost died was the right thing to do, you know. And so, you know, it's not right, it's not bad either, but it's pretty common dialogue that's out there. And that's what we wanted to show so that the viewers, many of them should be able to identify with it right off the bat. That's probably dialogue they've said themselves. And then they will see in the production later on that, maybe we don't need to use that type of dialogue. And trying to have dialogue at that point is probably fruitless because of the confusion and the dope sickness starting to settle in. And again, all this comes out very clearly firsthand from the addicts that we have, the former addicts right. That we have on camera there.
Yeah, you don't sit there with a COPD patient and talk to them about their years of smoking.
No, yeah, yeah. And again, in their defense, right now we do not have any education on this topic for EMTs or paramedics. There's zero education on this. And yet now in the business we're in today, these are high frequency calls. And a good example was a few weeks ago when I was up there riding, we had 8 calls at night and 5 were overdoses. So crews are running these things all the time now, and we have to improve that education. And that's what we felt we accomplished here with the production.
It absolutely had an impact on me, and I like to think of myself as a somewhat compassionate provider. But, I started thinking about halfway through, wow, you know, I can't believe some of the things I've said. Not thinking they were callous, but maybe they weren't the right thing at the right time. And that's why I brought up that smoking thing. I don't think I've ever talked to a COPD patient about all the years of cigarette smoking they've done. It makes no matter.
Exactly.
Because they are ill now with this other disease or this related disease, and let's treat the disease at hand.
Exactly.
And I think that's a different look. Can you share with us maybe one of the incidences, one of the segments that from the video that really leapt out at you that had an impact on you that we could probably talk about?
You know,
I know there's so many. I mean,
there is, and that was the difficulty we had when we were editing it, because we shot about 4 hours of material that we cut down to about 35 minutes. It moves very quickly, as you know, and what have you, and the way we overlap the dialogue. So in editing, for Audrey and myself, my editor and producer on the project as well, it was difficult to watch this over and over and over again. It's one thing when you're filming the interview, there were moments that captured my emotions, my inner feelings towards them, but it was even worse when we were editing to see this over and over again. It was, I think Hannah, where she had read back on camera very vile post about that was on Facebook of a year ago, and that basically said, you know, people who do drugs should die. Don't give them Narcan, that kind of stuff. There, I'm paraphrasing.
Don't waste the medication on them.
Yeah, it was a bad word in there too.
Was,
you know,
it was bad. And she,
but seeing her
you
reaction
handed it to her,
it.
And I'm like, what's he handing to her?
Yeah.
And then she read it out loud, and then she just stopped and teared up. And
when she said, if I hadn't gotten it, and she talks about, I wouldn't have my son, I wouldn't be with my family, and all that, and it made sense. It's moments like that that come out in the production, I think, that help build that empathy. But what you will get out of it, you'll see all four of them all wanted better lives. No matter what, they all wanted to get off of it, they wanted better lives, and you know, when you see it, you'll see the results at the end of the production and where they are today. But I think the thing that caught my attention was the reaction we got from the production array. We haven't marketed this yet at all.
I know.
And then we had it at the North Carolina.
And I keep asking you, can I show it to somebody?
Yeah, can I share it? Well, yeah,
and you keep saying, sure, go ahead. Because I know it's you sent me and said it's a private link. And I'm like, yeah. But it's really that powerful. I mean, literally, I want to use it in education. I teach a first aid CPR class at a college for future nursing students. Mm-hmm. And it's not technically part of the class. We don't even talk about Narcan. But I want to show it to them because they may be working CPR on somebody who's in a situation.
And they will be able to better communicate with their patients.
Right.
They're going to hear dialogue in there. They're going to understand when certain things happen. They're going to know why this patient's talking this way or why they're where their pains are. And you'll be able to better interact with your patient as a result of the production here as well. So that's the other thing, that kind of the value that comes out of this. You're going to have a much, much better understanding as to what's going on. But the reaction to it has been quite surprising. As you know, we did this at the EM Today conference in North Carolina and just a few weeks ago. And I had medics coming up after the show telling me this changed me. Absolutely changed. I even got some emails recently on the same thing. So we had the right recipe for this. And the response has been extremely powerful.
Well, it's amazing. I know you're looking for different opportunities and avenues to get it out there to the public. Is there a place where people can kind of send an email or get on a list or something so they can find out more about it, where they can contact you and be on the notification list for when it gets publicized?
Right now they can just go ahead and email me directly. We're working on the distribution parts of it right now. That'll probably be more clear within the next 2 to 3 weeks. We have some potential sponsors that are wanting to jump into it, so we kind of want to hold off until we talk to them. So for the meantime, I'm just going to get my address out. They can send it to Ray Kemp at triplezilch.com.
And it says it right here, folks. It's like magic.
Right there.
And you know how that works.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I just want to thank you for making this. And I know it's personal for you because of your daughter. I still thank you because I think that this is something that's really needed for the EMS community and for the healthcare community in general. And I think it's game changing. It's going to be one of those things where we're going to talk about this video 10 years from now about how it changed the way we looked at addiction in our career path, in our field. And I really believe that. So thank you for taking the time, for seeing the vision and doing what you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from EMS World Expo 2017. We're here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio. We want to thank them for their continued support of bringing us to these conferences. We want to also direct you to medicast.com/blog, where you'll find all the other segments from the expo there. And I want to thank you again. And remember, seeing safety, BSI.